What's brackin', fragilackies? I'm in a really grim work week here. I usually have super early shifts. I'll usually do like a at my job I'll usually do like an 8 to 4:30 type gig. But this week they got me on. They got me on fucking 11:30s to 8 o'clock shifts. So shit's pretty bleak this week. And then I'm working 5 days a week, which is hard enough like as is. But then yeah, on top of it, working real late. Oh, just brutal. I can't do. Usually they book me for like a 3 to 4 day stretch, and then I'll have a day off, and then 3 to 4 days day off kind of thing. But yeah, shit's bleak this week. So I figure, what better cure to that than to do some yapping and some comedy. So I'm gonna maybe do a little more podcasting this week. We'll see. This is the second episode of this week, so we'll see how many I do. And maybe it'll just be these two, but we see. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. So I guess this is the Valentine's Day special because I guess by the time this comes out, it's Happy Valentine's Day. And so it's kind of Valentine's Day is tough because when you're single, it's kind of like you're just thinking about kind of what you don't have. And very recently, I'm starting to come into this thing of maybe I gotta stop looking into, my neighbor's bowl to see if they have more than me, and start looking into my neighbor's bowl to see if they have if they have enough. And so I think that's probably a good reminder. That was something I kind of stumbled on this week. Like I've been kind of like sad and depressed, like, oh, this podcast should be in higher places. I feel like I'm doing like a pretty damn good job for what the podcast market is. Like most podcasts suck, and it's like I'm out here doing the Lord's work. I'm doing like, listen, my clips. I don't release. I don't be really like dropping clips all the time, but my clips be kind of swag. My clips be kind of fire. When I be dropping a clip, you know the hoes be watching that shit. And so it's really easy to go like I look at the market of podcasts and it's just like I'm so much better than so many of these other podcasts. And it feels like it's very easy to feel like, oh, I'm not where I should be. But I'm starting to realize like I gotta do this for the love of the game. Like I didn't start this podcast because of like money or like the urge to like be famous. As nice as that shit would be, that's not why I started this podcast. I started this podcast because it was like I don't think I just saw I saw the market and I was like I could do better than these people. That was kind of the original, but then also it was like there's nobody else that really sounds like me. There's no not even in terms of my gotta do a ball adjustment here. Not even in terms of my voice. My voice is shrill and annoying and stands out in that way, but I more so mean what I have to talk about. I feel like there is something special and unique about my thoughts. And I don't think that's an arrogant thing to say because I started a podcast, and so you should think I'm kind of that's kind of what I'm saying, even if I weren't saying this. Like, just by having this podcast and doing it every week, I'm kind of saying my voice is unique. My voice is better than anything else you're gonna find. That's kind of what you say when you put something like a podcast or any sort of art out. Like, this is how what I see as the best is hopefully what you're putting out. And I mean, when you're beginning and you're first starting, it's pretty easy to just put out shit because that's it's hard to know what's good, and you're still figuring out your parameters for quality and just how to attack things that you want to attack. But when you're at the top of your game, you should be putting out things that you honestly believe are better than what anyone else could be doing. Like, that's it's your vision should be better than whatever anyone else has put out so far. And so, I don't know. It's just easy to feel like you're not far enough. And I'm starting to get to this place where it's like, no, I'm kind of not exactly where I need to be, 'cause that implies that I deserve like the low points too. But I think just trying to be appreciative of what I do have. And understanding how nice it is to have a lot of those things, and really taking a second to appreciate those things. Because it's really easy to think your shit's super bleak when it's really not. Or not as bleak as it could be. Yeah, I don't know. I've just been trying to like appreciate where I am. Because there are genuinely nice things about it. Like, yes, all my friends might have moved away, but then think about how nice it is just to have friends, just to have people that you can call like as many times a week as you want, you know? And I could go visit two of them like pretty damn easily, because they're not that far away from me. And like I got my family, we're all still kicking. And it's like how nice that is. Thinking about how nice that is. Like, there's a lot of people my age who, you know, their dad or their mom might have died, or like very recently, or they might not have even grown up with a mom or a dad, you know. Thinking about how nice it is that I can live with, you know, my family. That's a pretty sweet deal. You know, not having to pay $1,000 a month for rent and then food and groceries, all that's covered. And like for a pretty darn reasonable amount, you know. I'm not happy that I have to pay rent, but I gotta be realistic, you know. How lucky I think about too, how lucky I am that I don't have to work two jobs. There's a lot of people working two jobs, and they don't have time to do shit like podcast or write a book or do both at the same time. You know? I think about how lucky I am to, even though I do want kids someday, I think about how lucky I am to not have a baby or two babies or three babies that I'm trying to take care of right now. You know, I think about how lucky I am that I didn't my dream didn't come true when I was 14 or 15 or 16. And my whole dream when I was 14, 15, 16 was I had this huge crush on a girl, and then it was like, oh, how nice it would be to like knock her up. And that would be sweet because her belly would be huge. But that would be damn expensive. And I was just psychologically ready to work a job at like 17. So imagine having to drop out relatively quickly to work two jobs, like just to support like a damn baby. And yes, a pregnant belly in leggings is an awesome sight. But it's probably realistically the really tragic thing about it is it's probably a lot nicer to look at from a distance when you're not paying for it. When you're not paying for that bump with the leggings pulled over the belly button and the undersized shirt, so you just see a little sliver of skin. It's probably a lot nicer to not have to pay for that, especially when you're broke like a 21-year-old. I don't know. Just I think I'm starting to think like maybe I'm not being grateful enough. And not being grateful, and also just not being grateful with the intent of like, if I'm grateful, then the universe will start to pay me back. But just being grateful for the sake of being grateful. Like that shit will pay me back on its own. You know, if I can see the good in the world around me and my life right now, I almost won't need it to be better. But then there's also 1500. I'm just burping like a fucking dog, dude. But then there's also 15 million trillion billion things, negative things that come with all the things that you think are cool. And then you get them, and then it's like, oh, this kind of sucks, actually. Like you think of, like I was thinking about, dude, I was just drenched in gratitude today. Despite the circumstances of the bleak shifts I'm working, basically a graveyard shift. Call it the graveyard shift because you want to kill yourself so much, not because anything other, not because it's late or spooky, but just you know, I wish I was a damn I wish I was a gravestone. But anyway, I was drenched. Despite the negativity, I managed to just drench myself in gratitude. And remember that, oh yeah, like even if you talk to, no matter what couple you talk to, if they're really honest with you, they're gonna be able to name like five things that are like head on the like hand on the forehead, like, oh my God, like, oh, that would tear me apart If any couple was honest with you about us as like if any couple was honest to you as a single person, if you're a single person, they could name five things that would make you like that would make your heart hurt just to hear them. Even if you didn't know that couple, just to know that that pain exists somewhere, that kind of pain exists somewhere. And yes, oh yes, you do get to have sex, and you get to get a panty job, and you get to fucking you get to do a thigh job. You get to get behind her while she's on the couch, and she's wearing leggings, and you do a big nut on her thighs. You're riding behind her, and you're just fucking that thigh gap, or lack thereof. And yeah, that's probably nice, but then it's like, oh yeah, like she's also cheated on me like 700 times this month, or like yeah, but she also gave me like HPV, and now like I can't ever have like another girlfriend again because then she might get HP, she'll get HPV, and then she'll be at like a higher risk of ovarian cancer. And so it's not that awesome to have this girl. Like there's a million fucking things that it's like, oh yeah, or like, oh like, yeah, I don't know. Just there's like a million things though that are like bad about having a girlfriend. And don't get me wrong, like it is like there is a lot of beauty in it too. I don't want to be one of those people that like shits on the idea of having a girlfriend or like speaks of it like some great evil. It's not. I don't like that either. I don't think having a girlfriend's perfect and awesome, but I also don't think it's like this evil thing. I really hate all of the talk people do culturally. Like being on be when you be on like TikTok and like you see like people interviewing about interviewing like a girl about like her last relationship, and it'll be some like the most horrible story ever, and it's like girls aren't like this. Like yeah, there are whores out there. Yeah, there are just nasty sluts. But that's such a small percent of the population. Like generally, like women are good, you know? Generally women are no more evil than men, at the very least. But yeah, you'll just hear like it'll be like some porn star, and she'll be like, "Yeah, tell us about your latest boyfriend." And then she'll be like, "One time I had sex with some other guy, and then I came home and I fucking and then I and then he came in my pussy, and then I went home and I fucked my boyfriend, but he ate my pussy and he ate the guy's cum." Ha 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 ha. And then all you because you have no frame of reference because you're a single man, you look at that and you go, "Oh, this is the only woman I've heard from talk about like relationships, so this must be all relationships with women." It's like, no. You find yourself a good Christian girl, she is nice with it. You know? You gotta find someone who's pure of soul, which is hard, but that doesn't mean that everybody's a monster. And then it also doesn't help when you're scrolling through TikTok and you gotta watch fucking nasty. They got that Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide podcast where it's just like, "Oh yeah, and then I fucked it. That's that one girl. She's like, I fucked every guy on set," and you're like, "This is every girl. That's all you can assume." Because nobody's going on on podcasts and talking about how good their relationship is and how healthy their relationship is, or how what a healthy relationship they had with their ex. No one's talking about that. Everybody's talking about, "Oh, my girlfriend was a whore, and she sucked my brother's cock, and then she stole my bike, And then she, like, that's a, 'cause that's a story. That's interesting. No one wants to hear, like, yeah, my girlfriend, she used to do this, like, really cool thing where she just, like, touch, like, she just, run her fingers through my hair, just play with my hair, and she just name, like, all the good things about me. And, like, just when I'm, like, at my lowest, and, like, she'll, like I'll be having like an anxiety attack, and she'll just hold me really tight, and it just calms me down. Like, nobody ever talks about that because that's not interesting. People want to hear about, oh yeah, like he blew cum all over me, and then so I fucked his dad, and then I like put I like sat on his grandpa's face, and his grandpa ate my snatch out. Like, that's what women are like on podcasts telling me. Nobody's going on, like, all the, like, people who are like in healthy relationships, they're not going on podcasts and talking about their relationship. It just doesn't make for a good engaging content. If a relationship is good, it's the th that's the problem, is th a relationship that's good is not worth talking about. Because you talk about everything with each other. So the only relationships you hear about, or at least that I hear about, are about what a nasty slut that bitch was, or what a fucking like piece of shit that guy was. Like, that's all you hear. That's all, oh, he fucked my sister, and then he got the maid pregnant. That's what people want to hear. That's what I want to hear, because then I can go, oh my God, what a fucking piece of shit. I would never do that. That's what people want to hear. And so that's what people talk about on pods. That's what people talk about on the internet. That's what people go on YouTube and talk about. There's no reason to talk about a good, healthy relationship that's satisfying, and that you both, there's a give and a take, and there's compromise, and not compromise like, yeah, all right, whatever, I guess we can do it your way. Compromise, like, we both give up something, but we both gain something from it too. So yes, we can do that, but then also I want to do this, and then you both go, awesome, perfect. That's not something that you're gonna go on a podcast and talk about. But anyways, it's so. Good, healthy relationships do exist, but it's also worth being grateful that you're not in a bad one, whether you're in a relationship or single. I don't know. I'm just trying to be more grateful, and I think it just improves your world, not because you're manifesting anything or anything like that, but you try to see the good in what you have. I know it's obvious. I know this isn't like groundbreaking, but it's certainly been something that helped me get through today. It's the only the first day of this 5-day stretch, but boy, oh boy, am I not looking forward to the rest. But just trying to practice gratitude. And understanding that even though I this podcast may not be where I want it to be, it's still a gift unto itself, You know what I mean? Like the whole thing of having a platform just to yap and just to say whatever's on my mind, whatever nasty, freaky shit I want to talk about. If I want to talk about eating diarrhea for an hour, that's my totally my prerogative. There's a lot of people, the last episode I talked about, a lot of people would kill for this podcast to or to have a pod. A lot of people would kill to have this podcast, but there's not a lot of people that would just do this podcast or do a podcast. They would. I don't know, man. It's just like a huge, it's a huge blessing to have this, and to have been able to figure it out, to figure out how do I, press record on my phone, and how do I hold a conversation basically with myself that's engaging and that's worth listening to, and that is not exposing anything that's going to put my safety in danger. Like, I always think about, like, oh, I hope I'm not saying so much that somebody could like track me down if this podcast ever gets big. But yeah, I don't know. That's just such a other hard thing too, is like figuring out what all can you say, what all is cool to say, what do you, and not just what's cool to say, but what do you want to say? Like, what are you personally comfortable with saying, but then also what are you dying to say? So it's tough figuring out those parameters, but what a blessing it is to have this. What a blessing it is to, yeah, just to be like technologically adept enough to figure know how to upload shit to YouTube and to like figure out being able to figure out how to like navigate Podbean and to upload these, Yeah, just having like a platform is so cool. And it, like, even though nobody is basically, oh my God, dude, that iced coffee is fuck, dude, I had an iced coffee before this. Iced coffee's fucking me up, dude. I don't know what it is. Old milk, maybe. But just to have a platform, like, successful or not, having this is so like enormous. Like, comedy has always been so important to me, like, ever since I was a kid. Like the idea of doing comedy, like, just so fucking exciting, I've been doing like comedy and a million different forms since I was like a fucking baby, dude. And so yeah, just having like another platform for that is so, oh, it's like a beautiful thing. Like, successful or not, this is like a beautiful thing, I was thinking too, and it was like, because I've been on Tinder lately, because I'm not grateful, I guess. But I was on Tinder, and I was talking to this one girl, and on Tinder you kind of have to sell yourself. Like, you kind of have to be like, yeah, and I do this, and then I also do this. Like, you really have to make yourself not sound like a loser. And yeah, I was talking to this one girl, and I was just naming like all these things that I do. She's like, "What do you do? What do you do? What are you trying to do?" I was like, "Oh, well, I podcast, and like I'm writing a novel right now, and like before that, I was doing poetry, and I was going crazy on poetry. I did it for 2 years, like exclusively, and I wrote like 550 poems on that page." And then I didn't talk about this other stuff, but it was like, oh yeah, and then when I was 16, I wrote a play for my high school, and then the year after that, like my senior year, I was going to act in a play. And even though we didn't ever get to put the play on, so I don't know what would have happened. It probably would have been a disaster, but just navigating even that was so cool. And we had a couple rehearsals where it was like, holy shit, dude, I crushed that. And like I remember there was one scene I did, and it was this argument scene, and I remember I was on the brink of laughing like the whole time, but I held my shit together. And by the end of the scene, it was like everybody was like awestruck. And like I think it was the only like rehearsal of a scene that we'd ever done that got like applause. And part of it was the other girl that I was doing the scene with, but part of it was like, holy shit, I also crushed that. I also, there were victories. So I don't know. It was just like, I was naming all these things and it was like, holy shit, dude. Like, listen, I've never gotten paid for any of the gigs I've done. I still haven't seen a dime from any sort of art I've ever done, but it was like, holy shit, dude, what a blessing it was just to even have that. Just the idea of even, like, even to be there and to express some angle of myself, you know, was so cool. And I don't, yeah, I haven't been grateful enough, and I'm trying to just be more grateful, because, and it's not gonna help, it's not gonna, you know, it's not like gravity, and it's gonna bring everything that's mine to me. It's just, how much nicer is your life when you can look at it and go, that shit's not half bad. That shit's, maybe my shit kinda nice with it. And it's felt slow because it's not the speed that it is when I fantasize about it. My life is not going the exact speed that it is when I dream and think about what it all could be. But I've been fucking lucky, you know. I've been very lucky. So yeah, this episode is just the gratitude episode. That's my like weekly my challenge for this week for you guys. Just look at your lives and like think about how fucking nice your shit is. Because your shit is nice. Your shit is real nice. And it may not feel like it always, because it's easy to, like I said, look into other people's bowl and see, oh, they have way more than me. But your shit is nice. There are good things about it. Yeah, I don't know. I've just been starting today, just trying to spend more time thinking about what's beautiful in my life and trying to attain more of that, but also understanding trying to understand, like, just understanding that what I've got is sweet, you know? I don't know. I don't appreciate my shit enough because I think about my job and I think, like, oh, I should be, like, a famous comedian. I should be at the top of all the podcast charts. But I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't think I'm ready for that at all. And furthermore, I don't think... It's not even about being good enough, it's just, I think I've got still some things to learn and some things to navigate about my own psyche. You know, there's a lot to figure out still. And I used to really get confused and angry about when I was a kid, and why can't I be on Disney Channel? Why can't I be on Nickelodeon? Why can't I have my own show? And all these years later, now I'm going, oh, because I would have gotten railed by Dan Schneider. And so I'm starting to realize that, yes, things could be better, but would they really be? Yes, things could be different, but would they be good? And it's not to poo-poo the good that may or may not be coming in the future, but it's to understand that later on, I probably will realize, oh yeah, it's better that that happened for me later, as opposed to if it had happened to me when I wanted it to. You know, I'm sure that if I ever do reach the upper echelon, you know, some sort of cloud nine situation, that I will look back on these times and go, well, by God Almighty, I wasn't ready. You know, because I'm always, that's the thing about me. That's kind of the thing about me, is I'm always learning a lesson. No, but I do feel like I'm always learning. Dude, my shit's like a sitcom, dude. I learn like a new lesson every week. So, with that being said, I think I'm most definitely going to appreciate not being famous all the times that I wanted to be, even counting right now, you know? And maybe it will just be like me knowing, oh yeah, I wasn't grateful enough at that point. And so maybe it all would have been lost on me anyway. Maybe I could have gotten $10 billion fucking dollars, but oh, I'm just burping like a fucking dog tonight. Maybe I could have made, you know, $10 billion, but would I have like understood the beauty of it? Would I have been able to appreciate it? I could spend it for sure, but would I know to look around, or would it just be like cool, you know? If I can't be grateful, if I can't be grateful for what's happening to me now in the shittiness, am I really truly gonna be grateful when it's good? I don't know. I don't feel like I would be. Because I think that's the thing about money, is you never have like enough. I don't know why I'm philosophizing about money like I know jack shit about it. Yeah, so money, the thing about money is basically, I don't know, just fucking stupid, just yammering about, but I don't know, I think I just have a lot more learning to do, and, I don't know, I think I will look back in time and realize, yeah, that happened. I'll look back in the future and I'll realize, oh, everything happened when it was the right time for it to happen. I don't know. In the meantime, I'm gonna just try to be grateful and try to just trudge through this week. Gotta do a call with the boys tomorrow. Gotta get some brews in me, dude. Just get so grateful. Just get so grateful, dude. I'm getting so grateful tomorrow, dude. Just fucking, I fucking love you, boys. You guys are the reason I'm still alive. Dude, just getting so fucking grateful. Just getting grateful off my fucking ass tomorrow, dude. That's all it is. But anyways. Kiss your mothers. Fist bump your fathers. Tell your dogs you love them. You know? Appreciate the good because that shit might not always be around. You know? Anyways, I love y'all. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna that's all for me tonight. I hope you all have a fucking killer week, dude. Full of blessings and beauty and gratitude. And this wasn't that funny of an episode, but I hope that it was a little nice thing that you fucking just tune in and just realize how nice your shit is. You know? You know what I mean, boys? You know what I mean, ladies? You know what I mean, NBs? That's non-binaries for all the swag people who don't know what that is. Anyways, take care. Much love.